Senate Bill 785. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 785 with Senate Committee substitute be brought before the body for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone.
All in favor, aye.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
The ayes appear to have it.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate Committee substitute be adopted, and I have a Senate substitute, and I'm going to send it forward right now. And I would move for its adoption.
Okay, send your substitute forward. Senator from the 24th. Has that amendment been distributed? Excuse me, Senator.
Yes, it has been.
Okay. Do you ask for a waiver of the reading?
I ask for a waiver of the reading and move for its adoption.
Okay. The reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we have a...
We do. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, thank you. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Seeing no objections, you...
Thank you, Mr. President. Your left and my right, we have three students who are here in the Capitol today. One of them testified this morning before a committee talking about sex education in our schools. If you would join me in welcoming, we have Alexis Smith, who is a Mizzou, actually a sophomore, but in her first year there, studying women and gender studies. We have Sterling Waldman and Anna Rickard. They are both Parkway North students. That's my alma mater. So I am especially excited to welcome the three of them to the Capitol today, and I hope you'll join me.
You bet. Will the body welcome the guests from the Senator from the 24th? Welcome. Please stand and be recognized.
Senator from Boone, would you like to explain your sub?
Senator from Boone, would you like to explain your sub?
Yes. So the difference, well, first of all, let me explain the underlying Senate Committee substitute and Senate bill. So this is the Civil Litigation Lending Act. This is a tort reform bill that deals with lawsuit lending. And we've already had a couple tort reform bills on this floor that deal with large companies and things that really only affect large businesses. But I call this is the mom and pop tort reform bill. These are the slip and falls in the grocery store. These are the injuries in the parking lot that end up being made possible by lawsuit lending. Essentially what these institutions do is they seek out individuals with these lawsuits. They basically securitize and turn these lawsuits into commodities, and they can transfer them and trade them, and it essentially creates a market in lawsuits, which is an incentive not only for the underlying lawsuit itself, but on top of that, it leads to a situation where you've got discouragement of settlement, because let's say that you end up getting a settlement that's not as much or slightly over what is actually owed on the underlying loan. There can be attempts to dissuade settlement on those issues. Plus, you have an injured plaintiff who actually, after the exorbitant fees and interest rates are tacked on for even a short period of time on these lending schemes, that actually they don't collect anything. It all goes to the essentially predatory company that did the underlying loan. So let's talk about what it does. This establishes the Civil Litigation Funding Act. It has some basic consumer tech protection provisions in it. The contract has to be completely filled out when it's presented to the consumer. There's a right of rescission so that the consumer can rescind it before it really goes into effect. The initials of the consumer have to be on each page. There has to be notification to the attorney in the civil litigation that the funding company has a legal claim, and also the consumer's attorney has to notify the lending company of certain provisions relating to the contract. The contract amount paid to the funding company can be